This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's April 3rd, 2009. I'm going to talk to you about we are in a state of emergency. An emergency. This is the time to be alert, careful, cautious, sensitive. To be on your best. This is a time to so totally rely on the Lord. He needs to be real to you. You need to know his voice. You need to know what he's doing. I'm sounding an alarm. An alarm is something intended to make you aware, awake, heightened. Your adrenaline should flow. And I've used an example. It'd be like a family asleep at night in their home, and their house was on fire, and they were unaware. The fire department would come with screaming sirens, flashing lights, and would come rolling up to the house that's on fire and would break down the door and shout with a bullhorn, "Run for your life!" And they would run, grab their loved ones, and run out of their house. Run unto safety. And this is a really good analogy for where we're at right now. Danger. Dire times. Times that our Lord has told us would come, preceding his second coming. See, mankind, for the most part, has rejected the gospel. The gospel's been proclaimed throughout most of the nations around the world. Nations have been founded on the gospel, but only to reject that foundation and say there's many gods, there's no God, or self is God. Men are turning from the truth unto fables. And a great rebellion is in the earth. And men trust men more than God. And men trust weapons more than God. And men trust the most base things rather than the Lord himself. And it's an insult to God Almighty. But these things were told to us thousands of years ago. God has a remnant, a people that love him. And he loves them. He's a good shepherd. He knows them by their name. He calls them. He leads them forth. But we need to know what the Lord is doing. And what is the Lord doing right now? He's garmented himself in a cloak of vengeance. He's standing up to judge. And he will judge that which professes to have faith in him, the church. Church will stand under the light of God and be scrutinized by Jesus Christ himself. And judgment must begin in the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the world stand? God is judging. There's going to be great deception. Ethnic clashes, nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And wars and rumors of wars. Great tumultuous times. Stress, pressure, anxiety, fear. The Lord's coming, but he told us to be prepared for these things. There's going to be great earthquakes in various places, and famines, and pestilence, and great persecution upon those that hold the truth of the gospel. Because as these men have adamantly as stone opposed him and opposed the gospel, they will hate the ones that follow the truth. The lie hates the truth. The darkness hates the light. It will not come to the light, lest their deeds are exposed. And this is why they will seek to execute true, godly Christians. And you must be prepared for this. Because Jesus said many will give up their faith because they're shallow in their heart. The word of God does not have deep root in them, and they will give up in the hour of persecution and affliction. You must consider the value of your salvation. A great price has been paid for you to have eternal life. Through Jesus Christ dying on a cross, resurrecting. He is the Lord of glory. He is the King. And he's coming back at a day appointed by his Father. This is a state of emergency. Because everything is being shaken. Not only because we have political systems merging together, lying to the multitude, seeking to control. And they're held in control themselves by the bankers, by the rich men that hate God. And it's a shame to speak of the things they do in secret. The economic collapse that's over $12 trillion in just such a short time in the United States of America, being given to bankers to spend without any accountability or any transparency. They're selling the country, United States, and the people for nothing. It's an agenda. It's a rebellious agenda. We have floods, fires, fears of pestilence breaking out, border problems, immigration problems, people losing their jobs, losing their homes, people being dumbed down by the media, being lied to, propaganda, people being losing their freedoms and liberties. This isn't a day to live like usual. It's not a day to play church as usual or religion. This is a time to fall on your knees, open your heart to God. Seek him like you never did before. Hear his voice. Hide in the Lord. Because he is taking action against the wicked in the earth. And you want to be absolutely sure not to have any of the iniquities and sins that God is judging in your own life. Do not lie. Do not steal. Do not hate others. Put away envy and malice and division and sedition. Lust, wanting what's not yours, the lust of the eyes, which is covetousness, the lust of the flesh, taking pleasure that God has not ordained, and the pride of life, prestige, honor, wanting to esteem yourself. Crucify these three things on the cross, die daily, and follow your Lord, follow him, and it'll be well with you. You'll fare well through these days. Because God has promised that darkness is coming, gross darkness upon the people. But his glory, his light will be upon those that love him. It's a state of emergency. Use your time wisely. Be careful who you listen to. Put every single thing that's said to the test with Scripture. Put every single thing that you're observing to the scrutiny with the Word of God and the Spirit of God. State of emergency. The clock is ticking. The sands of the hourglass are waning away. Each day, we're closer to our coming of the Lord. And the true bride of Jesus Christ loves her bridegroom and is longing for that day to see him and is preparing. Is pure and white, without blame or spot or wrinkle or any such thing. It's a glorious day as you abide in the Lord. But if you're a rebel, it's a woeful day. I've been considering Noah. Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man. It had never rained before during the days of Noah, but the wickedness was so horrible before God. The thoughts of the people were only evil continually, and he sought to destroy them. But he found Noah, a man that was just, a man that was perfect in his generations, and one that walked with God. And God spoke to Noah and gave him commandments. So at the same time of catastrophic, unprecedented judgment, God was delivering his son, the one that walked with him, Noah, and his family. And this is the call to you, to be just, to be blameless before the Lord, and to walk with God. And God will deliver you. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He was a just man. He lived what he believed. In Hebrews 11:7, it says, "By faith, Noah, being warned by God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, and prepared an ark to the saving of his household." He moved with fear, not panic, but he was at attention. He was diligent, vigilant, attentive to what was important. He stayed focused. And this is what we need to learn right now. Not just be listening to the alarm, but moving in action with the alarm, what the Spirit is telling you to do. You want to be in line. You want to be in the right place. You want to be prepared as God would direct you. You want to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. But learn from the righteous servant Noah. Jesus said, in talking about the second coming, he also mentioned in Luke 17, verse 32, remember Lot's wife. Lot was a just man. Lot was a preacher of righteousness as well. He was vexed with the wicked deeds of that city, that land, Sodom and Gomorrah. God sent angels to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But Lot was still there. He hadn't moved. And the angels warned him, you must flee, lest you die and you perish with God's judgment. And the angels set Lot and his family outside the destruction area. But they were instructed not to look back. But Lot's wife, she looked back. And she became a pillar of salt. Why is Jesus telling people to remember Lot's wife? Judgment's coming to the earth. Unprecedented. It's written in the scriptures. Wars that kill a third of the earth. Famines, plague, death, and Hades. Great catastrophic events coming from the heavens kill many people as the waters are made bitter. You're going to want to know the Lord. Regardless of whatever comes your way, you're anchored in Jesus Christ. Love not the things of the world. Love not the world nor the things of the world, because they will pass away. But love the Lord. He's called you to an eternal kingdom. He's delivering you from a wicked world that's under a tyrannical king, Satan. But he's defeated through the cross of Jesus Christ. And as you see these judgments coming forth, don't be like Lot's wife looking back. But look forward to what the Lord is taking you into, the eternal kingdom, a path of righteousness and peace where our Lord and Savior is present. Don't look back. Lot's wife had a lot of memories in her city. She loved it there. She had friends. I'm sure the children played with other children. She had belongings that were passed down through her parents and through the heritage. But in this hour, none of these things mean anything but the Lord, and to be pleasing Him, hearkening to His voice, serving Him, declaring the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a state of emergency, but it's a time of rejoicing. And as Jesus said, when you are persecuted, consider it an honor, for so they persecuted the true prophets before you. When you suffer for His name, rejoice. And as you see these things coming to pass, lift up your eyes, for your redemption draws nigh. Fear not, little flock. The Lord will shorten the days, lest there be no flesh that would exist. The Lord has you in the palm of His hand, and He will sing songs of deliverance round about you, and He's given His angels in charge of thee to keep you in all your ways.